This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Something a little positive.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. It's very difficult to find good things to say about this economic fallout, but I am looking. This morning we have this. Foreclosure filings dropped 7% in November, according to RealtyTrack. Unfortunately, foreclosures are still up 28% compared to a year ago, and most of the decrease last month was from states putting a freeze on foreclosure proceedings. I tried. The House has passed a bill to help the automakers, $14 billion in loans. But if you're in favor of that, I wouldn't get my hopes up. Things do not look good in the Senate. Here's Alabama Senator Richard Shelby.
It doesn't make them competitive in any way. It doesn't make them survive. This postpones the inevitable.
And here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Senate Republicans are promising a filibuster. Some say the plan invests too much power in the car czar. Others say too little. The senators want the plan to force sweeping changes in the auto industry, including deep wage cuts and reduced debt. Without an overhaul, the bill is unlikely to win passage in the Senate. In many ways, this game was over before it started. Senate Republicans refused to even participate in negotiations over the plan because of their general opposition to a bailout. General Motors and Chrysler are depending on this $14 billion emergency loan to avoid bankruptcy. GM is spending $2 billion in cash each month and says it's weeks away from running out of money. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
If I were assigning an emotion to the stock markets this week, I'd say they're conflicted. In Asia, the markets closed about 50-50 between gains and losses. European shares are also mixed so far this morning. The Dow added 70 points yesterday, a fraction, to 8761. The Nasdaq climbed 18, and the S&P 500 was up 10 points. There's plenty of ruckus over helping the banks and the car companies, but if you listen closely, you might hear small business people around the country squeaking out, "What about me?" A small business lobby just issued a list of what the little guy needs. From our entrepreneurship desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
The National Small Business Association wants the new Obama administration to lower fees on SBA loans and elevate the SBA chief to cabinet level. More affordable health insurance is on the agenda, as is credit card reform, says Keith Ashmus, the group's incoming chairman.
Many small businesses use credit cards as a major form of financing.
Ashmus says what's killing small business is higher fees and rates that often kick in without warning on all your credit cards after you've been late with just a single payment. The group also wants some federal bailout money to flow directly to small business rather than giving it all to giant corporations and expecting it to trickle down.
You certainly don't want to stop the source of the trickle, but at the same time, you need to water the roots.
Ashmus says the government could water those roots by increasing the amount of R&D money it puts into small high-tech firms to get them off the ground. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
A couple in Hawaii wants to sell their home so bad they're offering a bounty. $100,000 to anyone who can find a buyer, or two. They have two properties for sale, both going for more than $1 million. You get the reward if the properties go for the list price. If they sell for less, the finder gets 3% of the sale price.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com. and by Clarkson Potter, publishers of The Splendid Table's How to Eat Supper, a holiday gift idea for people who love to eat, now available at splendidtable.org. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, online at shrm.org.
Remember about a year ago, the British pound was crushing the dollar? It was setting a new record every day at more than 2-1. Those days are long gone. The pound isn't even $1.50 this morning. Its drop has some Brits considering the unthinkable. Christopher Worth reports from London.
The story of a declining currency is all about winners and losers. Eden Basic is the co-owner of Ferreza, a chain of gourmet pizza restaurants in London. Their selling point is top quality ingredients imported from Italy.
This is pancetta, Italian pancetta. There's radicchio, now fiori di latte mozzarella.
That last one, mozzarella, is very important.
Cannot find it in this country. It's called fiori di latte, which is like flower of the milk.
Ferreza imports a ton of mozzarella every week, and he pays for it in euros. But Ferreza's customers pay him in British pounds. As the pound has dropped in value against the euro, Basic's cheese bill has gotten a lot bigger. That makes him a loser. The pound has also fallen against the dollar, and I get paid in dollars.
If I could just have one cup of coffee, please.
That makes me a winner.
1.75.
Thanks.
My $4 cup of coffee just went to about $3. And all of the pressure on the pound has sparked a debate over something that hasn't been so much as whispered about in Britain in over a decade. Giving up the pound sterling and, okay, quiet now, adopting the euro.
It's really an emotional issue for a lot of people in Britain.
Roland Rudd is the chairman of Business for New Europe.
But ultimately, as with everything, it comes down to economics.
He says converting to the euro could unify Europe's response to the financial crisis. The European Central Bank, and not the Bank of England, would control the UK's monetary policy.
A number of people see the loss of sterling would equate to a loss of sovereignty.
Hugo Robinson is at the think tank Open Europe.
A weakening of the pound sterling is no bad thing.
That's because British exports go up when the pound goes down. The debate will go on, but the pound would probably have to collapse to get the Brits to give up their sterling. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
I want you to know that we have some cool features on our website to help you understand what's going on in the economy. The Marketplace Decoder, the Whiteboard, the Punchline. Check it out at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.